98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Bickley and Murata
handing out the hardware.
Hardware, it's our version of the award show. We do it on Monday mornings. It's brought to you by our friends at Revitalize. Make changes that can last a lifetime. Join the Bickley and Murata revolution with Revitalize. 480-435-3557. Look, these awards could be Cardinals related. They could be from anything we saw over the weekend. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Beck, you start.
My first award, and this is in honor of Jared Carlin.
No, don't start with this one.
Do it.
Oh, it's the Poop Fest Award.
I had such a better name for it.
Oh, did you?
What is it?
The Dookie Metcalf.
Wow. Mine was, congrats, you're definitely going to be in the Sports Kebab Award.
Am I, am I the only one that wasn't going to win this award?
The Duke.
I work with children.
The Dookie Metcalf.
I pooped my pants.
So if you didn't know, Lil Nas X was in concert. And in the
This is a different.
Oh, okay,
this
good.
This is a different award.
Different award.
Is it though?
Oh, wow.
Is it though?
Is it?
I pooped my pants.
Right. And he stopped the concert mid-concert and said, "I'll be back shortly, folks." And he came back and said, "I was literally dropping demons." That was his phrase. I've heard of dropping deuces. Shut up, Jared.
Poop fest.
I've never heard of dropping demons.
It's really a poop fest.
Well, let me go next then.
Yeah, go ahead, Jared. Let's hear what
because
you got.
My award.
We
got
to go back to back on the fecal-related stuff.
My award is the Dookie Metcalf Award, and that goes to DK Metcalf, who, during the middle of the Seahawks game, was carted off the field because he had to...
Because he pooped his pants.
He didn't poop his pants, but he had to go very badly.
Do you need the sound, Jarrett?
Do you
have it. I'm more prepared than you are for your own story. Here.
Well, I had the...
He seemed superhuman on the football field, right? But we're all human. It's just a restroom break. No worries, DK. We'll be returning to the game shortly.
Breaking news. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass anybody.
And DK Metcalf later tweeted out, "That clinch walk wouldn't have made it." Which is why he got carted off.
So what I was able to learn too is that at Ford Field, the path to get to the men's room where he needed to go is like the longest in the league too. So pretty smart,
poop fest.
I think if you can get chauffeured,
right?
Why not take it? That's always that's always been my my philosophy.
Paul Pierce believes in the escort.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
Even if it's a wheelchair
that's
escort.
That's right.
My first award has nothing to do with this line of thinking.
Oh.
Like,
oh,
it's the Coaches Always Coach Award. Mike Leach of Mississippi State did an on-field interview with Alyssa Lang of SEC Network right after the Bulldogs beat Texas A&M. The Lang, the reporter, had a big smile on her face, and she knew she had Leach in a good mood after a win. So she asked for wedding advice on her upcoming marriage. Here's Mike Leach in Mike Leach form. Why is this not playing? Oh, come on. It's not playing for some reason.
I can confirm it was funny.
It was funny.
Trust us on that one,
man.
I don't know why it won't play.
Now that makes my mouth feel good.
That's not it. Anyway, he was asking all kinds of questions about Alyssa Lang's fiance and Trevor, and he basically gave them the advice to elope. He said, "Listen, the women in your family will be really mad for about 3 days, but it's well worth it. Elope."
Well, my.
And he also said, "My first piece of advice would be to keep all of your plans private," which you clearly haven't done.
I'm sure Trevor wanted you to keep your plans private, but you blew it.
Yeah, you blew it. Exactly. Yeah.
She's just smiling the whole time. It was a pretty funny exchange.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Okay, so are you coming to me now?
Yes.
Okay. This is the Party Like It's 2009 Award. Goes to noted football school, Kansas. The Kansas Jayhawks are in the AP Top 25 for the first time since October 18th, 2009. They're ranked number 19 right now after a 5-0 start. Kansas may, many other basketball schools also turn into football schools at some point in our lifetimes.
Like it.
Yeah, I mean, Kentucky was ranked in the top 10 until this week.
They were.
Yeah.
They were.
How about that?
They haven't been good since.
Starting off all right?
Well, Mark Mangino, is that his name?
I knew you were going to go there, Jared.
You ever see that guy, Jared?
One of the greatest football pictures of all time was when they made the Orange Bowl, and he's standing next to the Orange Bowl mascot, which is just a giant orange.
Oh,
and he's like looking like, whoa.
Oh. Where is he these days?
Mark Mangino?
Yeah.
No idea.
Okay.
All right. He's doing okay.
I'm going to give the culture award to the St. Louis Cardinals. Great scene at Busch Stadium yesterday. Albert Pujols, by the way, remarkable stat in another, he's been a season full of them. He homered in his first at bat at Busch Stadium in 2001, homered in his last at bat at Busch Stadium yesterday. The Cardinals staged a moment where they came out and they took out Yadier Molina, Adam Wainwright, and Albert Pujols at the same time. For an ovation, it was stirring. It was one of those things where you step back and you go, as a baseball town, that city's doing it right.
Yeah, I mean, three guys over the age of 40 that they're relying on, and they're going to the playoffs.
And beloved, right, yeah.
My next award is the Not Everybody's Got Aaron Judge Fever Award, and I'm giving it to two people, Sean McDonough and Scott Hansen. First on Saturday, I'm relying on sound here. I'm hoping this plays.
Oh, no.
Matt Barry back at the ESPN studios threw it back after an update and I'll let the audio play.
Devin, oh, by the way, McDonough, the tarp is on the field at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, what a shame.
Because ESPN had been cutting in for the last two Saturdays to college football with the Aaron Judge at bats. And then yesterday on NFL Red Zone, Scott Hansen.
He is stopped. Let's go double box for the first time today. You'll notice that no pitcher is pitching around Aaron Judge in this double box. We have a double box with Justin Herbert and the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah, there's not a lot of college football fans and pro football fans that do not give a rat's behind about baseball, so they were irked about it, but so are some of the announcers, I guess.
Man.
Finish this off, Sarah.
Okay, you got it. This
translation,
last award.
Jared only prepared one.
No, I had my other one was also the same one as Dan.
Oh, wow.
Got it. This final award is the Big Diesel, the Big Cactus, the Big Owner? Question mark? TMZ reported a few days ago, they had a conversation with Shaquille O'Neal that he is interested in buying Robert Sarver's share of the Suns. But apparently, Shaq very quickly learned that Jeff Bezos of Amazon fame could be in that mix and decided he did not want to compete against Jeff Bezos, but if he wants to be part of a Bezos ownership group, Shaq would like to participate. He said, "Let me tell you something. I'm scared of big man JB. Shaq O'Neal is scared of big man JB, so that is why he will not compete against Jeff Bezos in a bid."
Wow.
Shaq's scared of JB.
Big man JB, that
big,
is.
Big man JB, I'm scared of him.
Not bad, Jerry.
That's
pretty good.
No, it really isn't. Yeah.
And Mark Mangino update. He has lost 125 pounds, apparently, but he's been retired since 2015, partially because, I'm looking at his Wikipedia page, the controversy segment section has six entries throughout his career. So I think several different probations, investigations, incidents, and controversies throughout his career.
Wow. I didn't know he was that controversial.
He's no Urban Meyer.
He's like four Urban Meyers.
I'll bet he does stir the soup at a buffet, though.
Right.
Oh, that's a man that won't stand for film on the soup. Are you kidding me? There's a Hardware. We do it every Monday.